Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, breaking news on The Fan, presented by The Fan. 92.3 The Fan. Go ahead and check out that website. Field Yates, ESPN, reporting that the Browns have restructured the contract of quarterback Deshaun Watson, converting $44.79 million of his 2024 base salary into a signing bonus and creating $38.832 million in cap space per source. Cleveland now has over $62 million in cap space, the most in the entire NFL.
Wow. So they had the least, and now they have the most?
Well, the salary cap's real, all right.
Very real.
Okay.
Very real.
There you go. They got $62 million in cap space.
So what are they going to do with it?
Are we going after Brandon Ayuk? Are we going after Brandon Ayuk?
That is instantly.
Are we going after Brandon Ayuk? 216-474-0092. Is it laser eyes Barry time now? Is it 4D chess Barry time? Are we going after Brandon
Ayuk?
This
has to be a 4D chess move. I mean, I don't think you're just doing this to do it.
Might be 5D.
No. Unless you want to restructure the contract to Myles Garrett and pay him more.
No, because they could have done this
Amari
at any
Cooper
time.
Amari Cooper and pay him more?
Why
maybe
now?
It's Amari Cooper.
Why are they doing this now?
Amari Cooper's 30.
This isn't for Amari Cooper.
The Bengals would never trade you Ja'Marr Chase, so don't even get into that conversation.
That'd be cool,
what about
though.
Brandon Ayuk? Brandon Ayuk? How do you not say Brandon Ayuk? If the Browns got Brandon Ayuk.
That's where
Ayuk,
my mind went. That is where my mind
and
went.
And the Steelers
instantly.
Didn't. Oh, boy, Pony, it's a bad day at the office, buddy boy. How could your mind? Why would they do it then right now? Why would they do that?
I don't see another reason.
There's no reason to do so. Unless they were going out and getting him Brandon Ayuk. It's amazing. It is amazing.
I don't see another reason. I expected them to do this, but I expected them to do this in June. It doesn't make sense unless they've got something lined up here. And maybe they do. But I don't see why it makes sense to do this now unless you got something.
People are asking me if it's laser eyes Barry time right now. It's not yet laser eyes Barry time. We are getting close to laser eyes. They wouldn't do this if they didn't have something on the docket here. Oh, this is exciting. Mary Kay's coming up at 8:20. We might end up having to push her back because she's going to have to report on this. I'm just letting everybody know. So check in with Mary Kay. Make sure that everything's copacetic for 8:20. We might have to change some things around. I know we got Armin Katayan, who's set to join us at 9 o'clock. He wrote a book about college football. Mitch, we might have to move that around. We'll see where this goes because this is probably the first steps towards something
can
big.
We, just a real quick, Dan Graziano piggybacked off that. He said it would raise Watson's 2025 and 2026 salary cap number to $72.9 million. But the Browns have made it pretty clear they don't mind just restructuring every year.
What if it's not Brandon Ayuk? What if it's Trent Williams?
Oh, geez. Why would they trade us Trent Williams when they have to protect Brock Purdy?
Trent Williams ain't playing right now. He hasn't showed up.
I understand that, but you've got to work something. But it was always, in the terms of importance, it should be Trent Williams, then Brandon Ayuk. You should work something out with Trent Williams
first. I agree, but it seems as if they're having trouble working anything out with anybody. What if it's Trent Williams?
It's got to be somebody. I'd be surprised if it were Trent Williams. I would be very surprised because I would say if the 49ers are willing to make a move like that when they have to protect their quarterback is not a get out and run type of guy. And I know that Trent Williams is over 30 years old. In fact, I think he's 35 years old. If they're willing to do that, then I'm thinking, what do they know about Trent Williams that I don't? Because we had this chance to bring him in before, and I was wrong. I was dead wrong, 100% wrong about Trent Williams and not wanting to bring him in yet. Yeah, when he left Washington. Because we had that chance before, and boy, I was as wrong as I could ever be. He's aged gracefully. He's been fantastic for them. He's a Hall of Famer. I wouldn't know. Trent Williams, I guess he would be another consideration, but I'd have to think that this is for Brandon Ayuk. Isn't that what it is? Somebody said CeeDee Lamb. They just signed CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's not happening. Zach Jackson just tweeted, the available cap space the Browns now have about matches the number they will need to be just above water for the start of the 2025 league year with the rollover.
Why would you restructure that deal?
I don't know.
You're going after somebody. You're going after a real big
You have
fish.
To be. You
this
have
is exciting.
To be.
This is exciting.
You have to be.
216-474-092. It's got to be him.
It's got to be.
It's got to be Brandon Ayuk.
I hope it's Trent Williams.
Would you rather have Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk?
I'd rather have Trent Williams.
Now we'll shopping at a store we don't even know is open right now.
Now we'll have four left tackles to protect our four quarterbacks.
Listen, you don't just restructure your quarterback for no reason. No.
Not this late in the game.
You don't just do that for no reason.
You do it for no reason in June.
Brad in San Diego, California, listening on the free Odyssey app. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I would absolutely love to get Ayuk or Trent Williams, to be honest with you, but I think that this is a cap carryover since we're supposed to be 40 over the cap next year.
Okay.
They're going to carry this stuff over.
Well, they're just going to carry it over?
I mean, you've got to. If you're looking at $40 million over the cap next year, we got to carry some of this.
Brad, you're in San Diego right now?
I am, yes, sir.
Does Paul DePodesta live near you, and has he told you this?
Is this Paul DePodesta calling us up?
Hi, Paul.
I'm not going to lie. Paul lives about 20 minutes from me out here. Lord knows. I don't even know what the hell he does. He still lives 20 minutes from me.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, you must be living in a very nice neighborhood, even 20 minutes away. Well done, Brad. You've done very well in life.
We're very happy for you.
So this might just be a cap carryover for next year?
It's got to be, fellas.
I hope not.
Brad, come on.
I mean, we're $40 million over next year. Do we want to?
I don't care. Don't tell me about how far over we are.
That's next year's show's problem.
That's not a problem for now.
Brad, thank you for the call. I could go out and get hit by a bus today. Do you think I care about next year's salary cap? I hope it's not time to put away Laser Eyes Barry. I'm on the verge of having Laser Eyes over here. I'm on the verge of 4D chess.
Andrew, get your lasers out. Let's go. Let's do something.
If this is just housekeeping, I mean, I'll deal with it. I guess it would be prudent,
but
at the same time, yeah, it's not as
way less fun.
That's no fun at all. I mean, that's retirement planning. That's all that is. No one wants to think about that when things are young and fun and exciting. Okay, they've restructured the deal of Deshaun Watson. They've moved that around. Again, Field Yates reporting, if you're just joining us, if Field Yates is saying that the Browns have restructured the contract of Deshaun Watson, converting $44.79 million of his 2024 base salary into a signing bonus, creating $35.832 in cap space, the Browns now have over $62 million in cap space, the most in the entire NFL. Okay.
Do something with it. Let's have some fun. Let's get nuts.
Guys, if he's terrible, it's just going to end up being whatever it is anyway, so I might as well just go the entire way. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I don't know if we're going to be able to afford the guy next year. I have no idea. The timing is interesting.
I don't understand
This whole thing is
right
interesting.
Now.
It's If we're saying that this is just housekeeping, I don't know.
You housekeep in June. You housekeep in July. You don't housekeep at the end of August. You don't make housekeeping moves like this 10 days before the season starts.
Zach's tweeting. I wonder if he's texting. My phone's on Do Not Disturb. Zach is tweeting. Zach, don't tweet. Okay, he says the available cap space the Browns now have about matches the number they'll need just to be above water for the start of 2025's league year with rollover. The long-term money plan has always been in place. Now we'll see what the offense actually delivers.
That sounded just as good as when Danny read it a minute ago.
Sorry. I was trying to check. No, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I was trying to check my phone. I'm sorry that you read that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. 216-474-0092. I'm turning into Lima. All right, Mary Kay.
Wait, Zach Jackson just...
So I got bosses texting me. Hey, you know, this is some interesting timing here because Brandon Ayuk didn't want to practice. And then I got... When T.A.'s texted me, well, you know that there's probably just some...
What's T.A. saying?
Oh, it's all house cleaning stuff. That's what they say. Him, Zach, everybody, they're just taking a big bucket of cold...
Let us live a little.
They took ice cold water and just dumped it all over this whole thing.
That's no
Which
fun.
You guys are probably right, because last year, they did it in March last year. So I figured if they were going to do it again, they would do it in March this year and just get it over with. Now, because the timing seemed odd. They were like, okay, we're right before the season. And yeah, I got Ja'Marr Chase walking around in a t-shirt and shorts, making Zach Taylor look like a moron in front of God and everybody. Now, you're not going to get Ja'Marr Chase because the Bengals are never going to make a deal with you unless it's that stupid of a trade. Unless it's that stupid of a trade to the man in Shaker Heights who still listens to the show. Unless it's that stupid of an historical trade that Bengals are never going to trade with you. You over there, who listens still to every single word I said.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay.
It sucks to make a move like that for house cleaning.
God, it does. He's it's
be,
not nah, fun.
Guys, he's got to be good this year.
I want this to be fun.
I'm rooting so hard for him to be good because I do not want to be at the end of that deal where it's... Because you're extending the deal, and all that could end up being is dead cap space. If he can't play well, I mean,
If Deshaun Watson does not work out, there are going to be some ugly years at the end of this.
You know it's not going to be good when all I can do is make noises and go, that ain't good.
Not good noises. Those there we not are. Good noises.
No, they are not. So there we go. So they've made a move to extend basically everything with Deshaun Watson's contract. This gets them their head above water for the 2025 league year, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go out and get Brandon Ayuk or CeeDee Lamb, even though they just signed CeeDee Lamb in Dallas. Well, there's plenty of people I think just pay attention to the Browns because I'm just looking at my computer screen and reacting to the people saying CeeDee Lamb right now, Danny. It's like, well, he just signed $136 million with $100 million guaranteed and a huge signing bonus, so CeeDee Lamb's going to just play against us week one with the Dallas Cowboys. So you're not getting him. You're not getting Ja'Marr Chase and probably not getting Brandon Ayuk. Probably not getting Trent Williams. Seems to be that's about it.
I just don't understand why now for this. If there's not something, if this is just strictly a housekeeping thing, why wasn't this done in March like it was last year or April or May after the draft or even June, July? Like, why are we waiting until 10 days before week one for this?
We got Mary Kay at 8:40. There's probably a really good reason for that. There probably is that we don't foresee. I mean, they're paid to know all these things about timing. And I mean, we went over the Deontay Foreman thing. I'm pretty positive that Deontay Foreman will be a Cleveland Brown again, either by the end of today or this weekend, because of the entire loophole that they exploited with Maurice Hurst last year,
right,
with the Cleveland Browns. I think they'll probably do the same thing. There's timing to this. There's loopholes. They got lawyers who look over this. Andrew went to where did he go? Princeton, right? Didn't he go to Princeton or Harvard? Which one?
Some Ivy League school.
Yeah, he went to some school I could never get into in a million years that they would probably look down on me even if I stepped on their campus.
They don't even want you saying their name.
They don't even want me saying their name. So, yeah, he does all that. He knows all that, and Paul DiBodesta knows all that, and so here we are.
Do you think that they have more confidence in him by doing this?
No. No.
You don't think? Because I thought part of the reason why it had not been done is because they need to see Deshaun be healthy before they commit to kicking the can further down the road. They need to see him perform.
Okay.
That's part of the reason why I thought they didn't. They were not going to restructure him this year because they didn't know what they had in him, and they wanted to stop pushing it down the road.
I understand, and I thought that, and I remember back in, it had to be either April or February, somewhere in the spring. I know that in the spring. Couldn't have been February. That Jack Duffin of OBR had written, he's their cap guy, and he wrote a big thing about them restructuring his deal. And Lima pays attention to this stuff very closely, and that's why we thought, well, maybe they're not going to. Maybe there's questions, because at that time we didn't know about his health. We didn't know about it, you know, what his future was going to hold with the Cleveland Browns. And so the more time that went past that, because Jack had written that this is what happened right now was always going to happen about the salary cap. So that was going to be like a house cleaning situation or a upkeep situation for them to be ready for the cap for 2025.
Right.
But then the more time that goes by, A, you forget these things over time, and B, you start to think, okay, maybe there's something. Before you forget those things, you start to think maybe there's something in there that is clunky that they don't want to restructure his contract with. Because it did feel like there was going to be some sort of a carryover for next year. Well, now the time went away, and then right before the season, when I got one wide receiver walking around the field in a t-shirt and shorts and his coach looking like an idiot, and then sure I got did. Another guy who continues to play this dance of seduction where John Lynch sounds audibly irritated. This is John Lynch yesterday answering questions about Brandon Ayuk. Hit it.
Communicated to Brandon's camp at any point, say in the last few weeks, that he would be expected to practice starting.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into our communication again, but you know, there's at some point you got to play.
So John Lynch, who played, John Lynch is audibly frustrated with being asked the question, going through this, knowing a season's coming around, knowing that it's basically Super Bowl or bust with this football team. He's audibly frustrated with all that. So, yeah, you forget these things, you get your hopes up. It's probably nothing more than a housekeeping issue, but it continues to take a big spoon and heap more pressure on Deshaun Watson, because if he doesn't play well, I mean, this thing is going to hang on over our heads for years to come.
Do you think if he doesn't play well, you feel worse about it now because they restructured again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it extends everything. You had to restructure according to this carryover, you had to restructure just so you keep your head above water for next year. Because that's right from Zach. Which, again, by the way, I'm sorry I wasn't paying attention to you. I was trying to read what I can.
I feel
really
funny.
Bad about that.
I thought it was funny.
Stupid by me, and I'm sorry about that. Thanks for calling me out on that. I mean that.
I'll try to do it more throughout the show.
Well, hopefully I don't make that same mistake like some other people around
these
parts
do. Well, let's
face
it, Ken, we both know. Yeah. You're going to do it at some point.
Hopefully it'll be few and far between instead of every other day like somebody
That's
else.
That's okay. We'll restructure your contract soon, too.
Create more cap space.
He's got the day off. He ain't listening. 216-474-0092. Mike and Avon Lake, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Danny, love having you on. I'm with Kenny.
Thanks, Mike.
Thought on this. Oh, no problem. I love listening to you guys together. My thought is they wanted to go through camp and see, hey, is Deshaun healthy? Is that shoulder rehab? Is he making the throws? Are we confident that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're going to be building around him for years to come. And if the answer was no, you don't restructure, you bite the bullet now. And I think they saw enough and said, let's restructure. Let's get that carryover for next year. And maybe there is a move. I don't think there's an AIC move. But, you know, maybe they reach out to Minnesota, to Adolfi, and say, hey, what do you want for JJ at this point? Or maybe this is just carryover. They hit. We have confidence in Deshaun now. We're going to build around him.
It's probably the latter there. That's a good thing, because it's like, all right, then you have confidence in that he can keep your head above water as you start to go through roster transition. Because I think that is going to be happening this offseason, Mike. I think that we're going to probably have to let go of some names that we all know and love. That gives you some credit, or at least gives you some confidence that you can credit him with. By that time, you hope that he's able to play to a level that keeps you guys going in the right direction and keeps everybody employed.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think we're at a point now where we're starting to build depth through the draft, and maybe a guy like Zinner can step in for a Batonio. You know, we're starting to build depth in the secondary where, hey, if a Ward gets another concussion, you have a Khalifi. We're at a kind of different point where we've always been preparing for the worst and thinking about the future. Well, the future is now, and I really believe they think, hey, this Deshaun looks healthy. We're going to roll with him. Let's carry over some cap, and let's keep this thing rolling as long as we can. And, you know, I'm just very excited. I think this is a good thing to hear this today, not a bad thing. And it doesn't mean necessarily.
I'm not trying to make it a bad thing. I do think of just, and Mike, thank you for the call. I think it just puts more pressure on Deshaun Watson to go out there and perform. Because, again, if he doesn't, then this is going to be something that hangs over our heads. Like, they can just fire Andrew Berry eventually, and he would get paid a lot of money and go away. Same thing with Kevin Stefanski. You guys are the ones, and this is where I got so upset about the whole fear thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Is like, fans are the general managers for their entire lives. So you're the one who has to eat these contracts forever. Of all the bad things, you're the one who has to deal with it. Because in every argument that you get with other fan bases, they throw these things in your face in perpetuity.
Yep.
And yeah, while you may remember some general managers for bad moves, they just get paid a lot of money and they move on with their lives as best they possibly can. They're competitive people, so they don't like being fired. But that's still the consolation prize that they get. You don't get that. So I don't want anybody's time to be wasted. We've been trying to do this thing for 8 years to get this thing going the way we like it. And when you have the restructuring that goes on, you're right. It does make you feel better that at least he could hack it and play well. But also, if he doesn't, you're going to be looking at this football team where you're going to get rid of some of these players because you have to, and then you're not going to be able to replenish, and you're not going to be able to have fun during training or fun during trade deadlines. You're not going to be able to have fun during the beginning offseason and being able to sign free agents because you are still paying off the deal on a quarterback that may or may not very well be there.
Quite frankly, if it doesn't all work out, Andrew Berry might not even be the one that has to pay the piper on this.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's why I think a lot of executives in sports, whether it's GMs in football, basketball, baseball, they're fine trading away the future, because if it doesn't go well for them, they're not going to have to clean up that mess. They're making a mess in so many cases for other people. I will say, I do think that this restructuring Deshaun today after training camp is something I'm going to view as the Browns sort of, it's their vote of confidence in Deshaun Watson, because I don't think they would necessarily be fine. And there are Ken, as you've alluded to, the salary cap is not the most real thing in the world. There would have been other ways. They would have found a way without having to restructure Deshaun Watson's contract next year to get under the cap. They could have done that. There are other ways they could have done that. So I do think that after seeing him in training camp, and a lot of us are in the dark here because we're not at training camp every day. We haven't seen him play in a preseason game. But because of what they have seen so far, if they feel comfortable doing this and kicking this can down the road, it makes me feel better about the type of player he's going to be this year on the field.
Browns have restructured the contract to Deshaun Watson. What's it all mean? Well, let's welcome in Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Mary Kay, first off, it is Fanniversary. We've been here for 13 years. Still crazy. After all these years, Mary Kay, thank you for joining us for all these 13 years. We do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's been wonderful. It's been so much fun. I'm happy to be a part of it, and happy anniversary to you guys.
You've told us good news. You've told us bad news. You've told us interesting things. The timing of this was interesting to a lot of folks. Now, there were people out there, you know, I had mentioned a couple of the capologists who were like, well, back in the spring, they were saying this was going to happen, and then it kind of went on so long, you just assumed either there wasn't or I forgot. And then here we are in August. It gets restructured this morning with Deshaun Watson's contract. Is this for something that could be eye-popping, or there's a lot of people saying, nope, this is going to be maintenance for next season to make sure that their heads are above water?
This is always going to be maintenance for their salary cap. His cap number was over $63 million. Now his base salary is down to $1.21 million. This is the third straight year that they've done this. They will do it in each of the next 2 years. This is a bookkeeping move that they do. He was going to get all of this money anyways. It's just a matter of when. So really, this was something that was anticipated at some point, and the timing is really not significant. It's just a matter of doing it when you can or when you decide to do it. And it doesn't really mean anything. It's not a referendum on any expectations or anything like that. They owe him all of this money, and they just are pretty amazing capologists.
But why did they wait so long? Because last year they did do this in March, and they could have done this at any point up until now. But when you get this close to the regular season, it's just, I think the timing of it is curious, if nothing else.
It's really not, because they didn't really need to clear all of that cap space earlier. They've done other contracts and, you know, they've restructured other people, and they had what they needed to accomplish their roster goals to this point. So this wasn't something that was a sense of urgency a month ago or 2 months ago, or even in March when they were trying to sign free agents. But now they can get back down to the business of just maybe restructuring some other people or re-signing people or whatever the case may be, but they didn't need to do it earlier.
So no Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I don't know what they have in mind in terms of...
Mary Kay, some Brandon Ayuk?
You know what? I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's the first thing, of course, that I thought of when I saw the John Lynch stuff yesterday and Brandon Ayuk walking off without the pads. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, is this thing going to get revved back up again? And, you know, you can never say never on these things. You can never say never. No one thought Deshaun Watson was coming here, right? We had closed the book on that.
Yeah.
The Browns were completely out of the picture until they weren't. So I've learned from that and other things in the NFL covering it all these years that you can really never say never. And I haven't heard that that is heating up again. I have not heard that, but that doesn't mean, you know, that it won't. I can't honestly say one way or the other at this point. They're keeping it very, very close to the vest.
Who is going to play left tackle for the Cleveland Browns next Sunday?
I'm going to say Jack Conklin. Jed's not out there yet, so I really don't think Jed is going to be ready. And when we talked to Jack the other day, he really sounds as though he's ready to get back out there. He can play left tackle. We know that because he played it in college for 35 games at Michigan State. So he's well-versed in being over on that side. He feels like he can switch his brain around to get over there. And he is the best option right now. I really do believe that. So I think that's probably what they'll end up doing, because at this point, with Jed not being in there. And you even heard Kyle Shanahan saying this yesterday when he was talking about Trent Williams, who, by the way, I really advocated for in a column for the Browns to sign in 2020. But that's neither here nor there. Trent Williams is still in his contract impasse, as is Brandon Ayuk. And he even said yesterday, we're at that point now where I have to be planning to play without them in the opener. And I think it's the same way with Jed. If he's not out there right now coming off of a torn MCL, then I think it would be pretty hard for him to get back out there and try to hold off Micah Parsons.
How long are they going to have four quarterbacks on this roster?
Well, we'll see. I suppose it could be today that they move one or cut one or do something. Or maybe there's a strategy where you can try to hang on to all four of them until maybe through the first game of the season and see if anyone has a sense of urgency for a quarterback. I know they've tried to trade Tyler Huntley, and so far they haven't come up with anything. We saw that the Chargers acquired Taylor Heinicke from the Falcons in a trade yesterday, so that possibility dried up. We know the Packers traded for Malik Willis, so that isn't there anymore. So these are some teams that were looking, probably talking to the Cleveland Browns about their quarterbacks. Anybody who has a need for a quarterback, a backup quarterback, is going to be calling the Cleveland Browns right now, obviously. And so we'll see. They're going to try not to just give one away or cut one if they can avoid doing that. So maybe they'll try to hang on for the first couple of weeks of the season and see what comes.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So I'm not trying to start anything. I have to ask, were they entertaining trades for Jameis Winston yesterday or the day before?
Well, let me just say this. Teams call. When you have four quarterbacks and teams around the league need quarterbacks and you're having trade conversations with all 31 other teams in the NFL, of course someone's going to ask about Jameis Winston. That doesn't mean they were trying actively to trade Jameis Winston. They were never actively trying to trade DTR. They've always wanted to keep DTR on their roster. But certainly you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to answer it and you're going to hear what people have to say. And that's another situation where you can never say never. Everyone has a price. If someone gets desperate or has a sense of urgency and needs a quality backup quarterback who started a bunch of games in the NFL, I'm guessing that they would ask about him. Like I said, there's a difference between trying to trade a player and taking a phone call. Of course you're going to take a phone call. And that's the point that I made, was that they were fielding phone calls. And it's pretty obvious, I would think, that when you have four quarterbacks, people need some, they are going to call you.
At what point are they going to add a third running back to this roster? Is it just going to be Deontay Foreman coming back? What's that situation going to look like?
Yeah, it will be Dante Foreman coming back, and that was always supposed to be the case. He's a vested veteran, so you can kind of do some roster gymnastics there and make sure that you get him back. They really like Dante Foreman. He had a nice camp. He's slated to play the Kareem Hunt role, and he will do that. So it's just a matter of time before he gets back here. Once again, they're working on their roster. They're tweaking it. They're doing some things. They didn't make any waiver claims yesterday, but they will still do some things. They will add some guys. They'll bring some guys up. There are just things that you do in the next 3 or 4 days after the initial 53 that turns it into the second 53 before it turns into the 100th 53, mid-season.
Is it smart to sign a wide receiver to a big-time contract? Because it seems that all these wide receivers have a very big problem eventually, and it seems that everybody likes to tell me when we talk about wide receivers that no one wins Super Bowls with them.
Well, ideally what you want to be able to do is go out and draft a really, really good wide receiver that you can have on a rookie contract and hope that it works out really well and kind of go from there. I guess over the next 4 or 5 years, we'll see how this goes with these teams paying these receivers $35 million a year, $34 million a year. It's a lot of money. Remember not too long ago when Jared Goff and Carson Wentz were making that kind of money as quarterbacks, and it was astronomical at the time, and that wasn't that long ago. And now the receivers are making that kind of money, and teams are going to find out soon enough if it's really worth it or if they would like to spread it out a little bit over you know, a number of receivers that are really good but aren't going to break the bank for you.
Can you explain how the commissioner's exempt list works and how long Mike Hall could be away from the team?
Well, first of all, he is actually able to be there for meetings and other non-football related activities. So he's allowed to be around to do his strength and conditioning and any rehab and therapy and stuff like that. So he's in the building, just not able to come out for walkthroughs, practice, or go to games. In terms of how long he'll be on the list, he will be on it until the NFL decides whether or not to suspend him, or if they should just keep him on the list. They can do that too. They can remove him from the list, keep him on it for indefinitely, or they could suspend him for a number of games. And they're still in the midst of their investigation. And when you want to talk about playing something close to the vest, it's really hard to drag anything out of the NFL when it comes to these kinds of situations. So we'll have to see how this goes. I'm sure that they might want to wait until his pretrial hearing on September 10th, maybe see how some of the legal process plays out, gather more information, and then they will decide what to do.
So he's definitely not going to be, it's safe to say he's not going to be available for Dallas then and maybe for the foreseeable future.
I don't think he'll be available for Dallas, but again, never say never. I don't think anything's going to happen between now and September 8th where the league would say, no, we're good to go. I feel like they're in the throes of this investigation and want to make sure that they get it right, that they do take these matters very seriously. And if they determine that these accusations are true, then they're probably going to come down pretty hard on him.
Yeah, you don't want to take him off the list and then have new things come out, and then you put him on the field and it looks bad for everybody involved there. So you want to make sure everything's taken care of. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. Again, thank you for being with us for 13 years, and hopefully here's to many, many more. You take care.
Sure. Thanks a lot, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.